We all met at school and came from a similar background. We were Asian girls with strict boundaries. We would go to Wimbledon Common in the afternoons and puff away on our fags, then brush our teeth and go home. Girlies by Sudha Butcher and Shaheen Khan, Episode 1. Done. Girlies at my place tonight. I'll pick up the food from M&S. Will you just bring the booze? Get one of your students to do it.
Jabeen, it's 7:28 in the morning. Who is it?
It's Sonal.
Take it downstairs. I pay for 3 extensions.
Sorry, Sonal. Just Joe being his usual pleasant self. Where were we? Oh, yes, booze. A usual Aussie white, and plenty of it. You phone Tula and tell her not to forget her mother's chili pickle.
Can't you women live without each other?
No, we can't. Of course the Amina's going to grace us with her presence. Celine's in Pakistan. So it'll be all 5 of us. Yeah, just like old times.
This is unbelievable.
Look, I'll see you tonight. Bye. You're not around tonight, are you?
My pitch got cancelled. I was planning to come home early.
But that would be a first. No, you can't. I'm having a girlies.
Well, don't worry about me. I'll just wander around London aimlessly. Sorry, officer, I can't come home tonight because my wife has her girlfriends around and men aren't allowed.
If you have
I'm
friends.
Just the mug that pays for everything.
And I'm a kept woman.
Jabeen, it's too early in the morning for that same old rod.
You started it.
So, you witches are going to sit around tonight stirring the cauldron, adding the masala, digging into each other's lives.
Jade, hurry up. We're late.
Come on, Amber, get that arm through the strap.
Daddy never hurries, Amber.
I'm not Daddy.
I wish we lived with Daddy.
I need to go for a poo.
Why didn't you go earlier? Well, go on then, hurry up. Amber, just stay here and be a good girl for Mummy while I get the phone. Hello?
Tula?
You get to that toilet, Jade! Sorry, Sonal.
What's going on?
Nothing. Trying to get the brats to school.
Okay, well, girlies at Jabeen's tonight. Can you get a babysitter?
Can't miss girlies. Who's coming?
Us gang of 4 and Samina.
Oh, Salim's in Pakistan. Look in the cupboards! Look, I'd better go. I'll see you tonight. Bye.
Ciao.
Hello?
Me again. Look, if you've done it, can you bring my ironing? Danny needs his pink shirt tomorrow. Oh, and your mum's chili pickle.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Winnie? You must do something. Karen is late for school every day. Better get your tiffin.
Mussy, it's a dinosaur lunchbox, not a tiffin. Look, when you open it... It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Here, put your coat on.
Mossy, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
I'm here for 3 whole days. Tell me later.
But Mossy...
Come on. Tell me about it on the way to school.
Oh, Mum. Mum, where's the letter? I want to show Mossy.
This upstairs. Winnie, you're teaching him all your bad habits. Ooh. School is school. He must get there on time.
Mossy, I haven't got the energy. He's already had a tantrum about brushing his teeth. Look, I can't cope with another one. Daddy has an interview today. Look, just leave
but
him.
Vinnie.
No buts. You get your things and get to school. I don't
fair.
Want another letter from Mom. Mrs. Stevenson about punctuality.
Please,
Karen, beta,
Mom.
What did I tell you?
Oh.
God will be very angry.
Ah.
That's enough.
I don't want to be. I want to have my letter.
Look, you calm down, right? And you stop
letter.
Whinging.
Don't cry, beta. Only sissies cry.
But
Hannah.
My letter.
Mussy, Marukali is here. Can you babysit?
You haven't been feeling well, but you still want to go to girlies.
Yes, Mussy.
You know I don't mind. But aaj hamare temple ma javanu chhe. Why don't you take him with you? They all have children.
Children aren't allowed at girlies.
Oh, you girls today. You don't know how to sacrifice for your children.
But never mind, Ali will have to do it. Here's your letter.
But I want you, Mussy.
Okay. I'll go to the temple tomorrow. Now come on.
Yes!
You've got 10 seconds.
I want to take my dinosaurs to school.
9, 8.
Oh, please,
7,
Mom.
6,
I want to take my
stolen.
3, 2, 1. Give Mummy a big kiss.
Mwah.
And you be a good boy for Mussy.
Fletcher, Anderson and Winchmore.
Hello, could I speak to Samina, please?
I think Sam's in court. I'll just check. Who shall I say is calling?
It's her sister, Jabeen.
Sorry?
J-A-B-E-E-N.
Could you hold, please? Hello.
Hi, it's me. Listen, can you bring your black dress tonight? Finally got an audition on Thursday.
What for?
Oh, I don't know. Asian doctor or lawyer or something. Hey, they should just get you to do it. You're the real thing. I promise I'll dry clean it this time.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Why? You've got to come. Salim's away, isn't he?
Yes, but look, I've got a lunchtime meeting in 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, Sam. The girlies are looking forward to seeing you.
I might just have a night in.
Oh, don't be so dull. Look, you know it'll be a laugh. Besides, need your dress.
Sonu, you got a minute?
Hi, Ramesh. Just the guy I'm looking for.
And you're the lady I'm looking for.
Well, now we found each other. Listen, would you mind running down to Victoria Wine for me and picking up 5 bottles of Kanunga Hill?
Come again?
It's Australian white wine. I'd do it myself, but I'm invigilating all afternoon.
Am I invited to this party?
Sorry, you got to be 30-something, female, Asian, with at least 2 children.
And I suppose Tamil male and 22 just won't do, eh?
Ramesh, we're a bunch of school friends and we meet regularly.
Are they all as beautiful as you?
They're alpha bitches. They'd eat you for breakfast.
What's an alpha bitch?
You don't want to know. Look, here's £30.
Okay, 5 bottles of white wine, eh?
Huh.
Look, I'm having a few problems with my essay. I need your input. We could do it over a coffee.
What now?
You know my assignment's due on Monday.
I'll give you an extension.
I don't want to hand it in late to you. You're my favorite teacher.
I've only got a few minutes.
How do you have it? Black?
Yes.
And no sugar. I know. You're watching your figure.
If Ali gets that job, will we be rich?
If Daddy gets the job, we'll be a lot happier.
Will you and Ali stop fighting
Don't
about
call him Ali. I've told you, it's Daddy.
Ali doesn't mind.
I do.
When we're rich, can Marcy stop making samosas?
She likes doing it. It makes her feel independent.
When will I be independent?
Karen, you're only 5. Come on, I've got to buy a few things.
I know. You're getting cigarettes for your girlie.
Don't be cheeky. I've got lots to do before going out tonight. Now, if you're really good, I'll buy you a chocolate.
Girls, wash time. Coming up to the bathroom. Mummy's having a girlies tonight and I want you washed and in bed before they get here.
Are Jade and Amber coming?
No, it's a girlies. Don't run the bath till I come up.
Hello?
Jabeen, sweetheart. Susie from the Bills just phoned. Darling, are you a Bengali?
You know I'm not.
Well, can you speak Bengali?
No, I speak Urdu and Punjabi. It's on my CV.
Darling, it's not going to work out on Thursday. They really want a Bengali.
Why didn't they say so in the first place?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. You know what these casting people are like.
Wait.
Oh, darling, don't get down. There'll be others. At least you've got the children to keep you occupied.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye. Hello.
Hi. What's happening?
I'm off to Hollywood. What do you think?
Okay, what's happened?
Nothing.
Come on.
Couldn't even get seen for the bungling Bengali on the bill.
Hey, something will turn up.
Well, it hasn't for 6 months.
At least your film's doing well.
Big deal. I filmed it 2 years ago.
Have you decided on the Jeep?
Look, I can't think about it right now.
Jabeen, it's only an episode of The Bill. It's not as though you need the money.
Look, the kids are in the bath. I've got to go.
I'll just order the Cherokee in green.
Do what you like.
That'll be $10.25, please.
Karen, have you chosen your chocolate? Karen? Karen?
Excuse me, are you responsible for this boy?
Come on, Karen. What is wrong with you?
I want to be independent like Marcy.
Does Marcy beg in the streets? Stupid idiot.
I'm not stupid and don't pinch me.
Excuse me, where is his mother?
I am his mother.
Oh. Come on, Rufus.
Stupid.
No manners, dirty white women who bake brown bread. I wish they'd mind their own business.
Are you going to pay for these or what?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Mum.
Perfect. Potatoes are in the oven, salad's in the fridge, and I'll bung in the quiches when everyone arrives.
If Vinny does her usual, won't be eating till 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's this new age crap you've got on?
Keeps me calm. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I need another glass of wine to cheer me up.
Thought it was a tiny part.
It was a job.
You've done the bill twice already. You hated it. Look, this will cheer you up. Help me win a car.
What?
I'm going out for a game show, didn't I tell you?
lotto money. The first prize is a Nissan Micra. There's open auditions in Wimbledon next week. Fancy coming?
You don't need to go on a bloody game show to win a car. Get the chance to support Wallace to get more money out of that ex-husband of yours.
He pays enough.
But your car is a threat. Not only to you, but more importantly to Jade and Amber. His children.
Look, my Mazda 3 to 3 gets us from A to B.
More like Mazda 3 to 3.
Are you going to help me or what?
What do you want me to do?
You're an actress.
Was.
Can we talk about me? I want to win this car, all right. I just want your advice on how to present myself in the best light at the audition. That's all I'm asking.
I'm a serious actress. I don't know a thing about game shows. Oh, that must be Samina. Who else would ring the doorbell?
She don't know about these things.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, sorry. I forgot about the girls. Well, if they wake up, Auntie Samina will have to deal with them.
I don't mind.
We do.
I love seeing them.
Look, girlies is a child-free zone.
All right. Here, I brought you the dress.
Thanks, but I won't be needing it.
Why?
She's not a Bengali.
What?
Forget it. It's a bore. I want to have fun. Drink?
I'm driving.
Oh, don't be a party pooper. Have a drink.
You can tell when Bean is unemployed. All right, then. I'll have a spritzer.
I'm glad you decided to come.
I'll come when I can.
If it coincides with my brother-in-law being away.
I like spending time with my husband.
Well, I could have stand the sight of my husband. I'm glad he ran off with the neighbour.
Hello, Mr. Cohen residence. It's Sonal on her mobile. She wants to know if you brought Dan's pink shirt.
Yes, I've done all her ironing.
Yep, Sonal, she's done it. She's outside waiting in her car. Can you put her clothes in and give her a hand with the booze and chuck out there?
Yes, ma'am, Annie.
She's on her way. You should charge her extra for delivery.
It's hard enough getting paid at all. Still, she's bought her hand-me-downs, girls.
I don't mind having burnt quiche.
We do. No, I timed the food perfectly. Thought you were leaving when you phoned. Now the potatoes are dry, the salad's soggy. Oh, it's all ruined.
Beanie, stop overreacting.
I'm having a great time. Pass the baked beans.
Is this your mum's pickles, Julia?
Oh, I don't know how you can eat them. It's really oily.
Beanie?
Oh, sorry. It's just I feel a bit sick. It's been one of those days. Ali had an interview, and you know what he gets like. And Mussy was making me feel guilty about going out. And as for my son, he was begging in the street. And to top it all, I had this white woman who bakes brown bread giving me grief about my son's manners. Hi, Bhagavan. What sin did I commit in my last life?
What was he doing?
Busking. Being independent, as he called it. I turned away for a minute, and he was out of the shop singing, I'm bare, and holding out his baseball cap for me.
I should get Amber and Jade out on the streets, let them earn their keep.
Yeah, our kids are too spoiled, huh?
Mm, enough children talk. No. It's been ages since the five of us were together.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to propose a toast to the girlies. A bond created at Wimbledon Cross School.
You mean Dross School?
All those years ago. Through our mutual experiences of the Asian diaspora.
Here comes Beanie's BAFTA acceptance
speech. Strict parents and alienation by the whites.
Whom we all married.
Yeah. Yourself.
We were the pioneers of Asian girls with attitude. To us. From school girlies to 90s girlies.
And looking forward to being ripe old buddy girlies.
Girlies.
Oh, what's this plunk? Mm.
Sonal's department.
Shit, I told him Kanunga Hill.
Who?
Ramesh. Oh, one of my NVQ students. Mm. I should have realised he wouldn't know the difference between Kanunga Hill and Stratton.
And you've got students running errands for you.
Exercising your power as a lecturer. Well, he's got an adolescent crush on me.
Ooh.
Might as well use it. Thinks I'm about 26 because I look 26.
You do not look 26.
Actually, Vinitha, I get mistaken for a student all the time.
Why are you so hung up on looking young?
Mm. As a 34-year-old mother of two, it's quite flattering.
Oh. Do you want to sleep with him then?
Tula? I don't need another man. Even though he's nearly 40, Dan satisfies all my desires.
Mm, lucky you.
Yeah, well, I think sex is overrated.
How would you know, Vinny? When was the last time you had sex?
What is sex?
Mother's Day.
I don't know how you do it, Sonal. I'd be a nun if I lived with my mum and dad.
Well, Dan and I never let it inhibit us.
How will you get your thrills when you move into your new home, eh?
You know what they say about people who don't talk about their sex life, Sam?
I don't particularly want to know.
Yeah, well, sometimes I prefer a cuddle.
Can't even get that from Joe. He's always too tired. You know, I need to be loved. Quite frankly, he's not interested in me anymore. I'll have to follow my acupuncturist's advice and take on a lover.
He told you that. He probably wants to have an affair with you.
You wouldn't have a nerve, Jabeen.
How could you discuss your sex life, especially with your acupuncturist?
It's a holistic approach, Sam. My chi energy is blocked. I've got fibroids. It's all related.
Well, Jabeen, you can't blame Joe, okay? You've got to work at these things. Mm, Dan and I do.
Believe me, Sonal, I have tried.
I can strut up and down in my sexy underwear and it makes no difference. I just don't turn him on anymore.
I hear alarm bells beaning.
You think I should be worried, do you?
Jabin, you shouldn't hang out your dirty laundry. It's not fair on Joe. You always do this when you've had one too many.
Oh, yes, sis. 'Tis a pity I'm not a loyal wife like you.
Sam, you've got to bitch about men at girlies. Otherwise, it's no fun.
You four revel in sharing every intimate detail of your lives with each other.
Your problem is you're too secretive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, even at school, you never told anyone you were being bullied.
I'm quite capable of dealing with my own problems, Sonal.
Well, different strokes for different folks.
Hey, hey, this is getting far too serious. Come on, the whole point of having girlies is to have fun. Yeah. Top up, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This dress I thought I could give to you, Vinita.
Oh, I hate your checkout, Sonal. They don't fit anyone else.
Anyone want these Armanis?
I just bought them.
Well, they're too big for me now.
You're getting too thin.
You can never be too rich or too thin.
Yeah, which reminds me, Dan still owes me for last year's accounts.
Sort it out with him.
I can't get into this. Oh, I've got the fattest thighs in the whole world, and I've got cellulite hanging out everywhere.
Well, do something about it, then. I'm getting you a month's membership at my gym for your birthday.
Oh, are we doing anything for your birthday, Vinnie?
Well, there's a club in Brixton. I read about it in The Independent. They have an Asian Babes night.
Asian Babes? What are they when they're at home?
You know, Pamela Bourdais and those Muslim slappers.
Don't you read the papers, Tula? Look, Tuesday night is Asian Babe night. Drinks are free for us.
Surely we don't count as babes.
Oh, well, let's go for a tie instead. Joe knows this great place in Soho. It'd be more civilised.
Can't stand hanging around people who think they're old at 34.
Sonal, we all did the club scene in our youth.
Let's go! I might meet a nice Indian boy.
You might end up with some ugly guy, like the one Jabin went out with from Tooty.
I never went out with anyone who was ugly.
Hey, what was his name?
Jag or Joe.
Jagjeet.
Jag shit, more right.
He was the one who was too wimpy to tell his mum that he was going out with a Muslim. Let's face it, Sam. Asian men can't cope with our personalities. Mm. Thank God none of us are married to them. Oh, sorry, sir.
You can't generalise about Asian men.
Granted, Salim is an exception, but most of them, they bring this huge cultural baggage with them.
Yeah, Nigerians aren't any better.
You lot have no right to complain about racism.
Sam, most Asian men are their mother's sons.
And you're not your mother's daughter. You still live at home with your parents.
Well, there's a lot to be said for extended families, Jabin.
I thought the girl was supposed to live with a boy's family, not the other way around.
That Dan makes a good daughter-in-law.
Ha, ha, ha. You're just jealous.
You have to wear this on Tuesday.
So, you think yourself a bit of a babe, do you, Tula?
I can be a babe if the drinks are free.
Look, the only babe left here is my sister. The rest of us, including you, Sonal, have got stretch marks, droopy boobs and piles.
That's true.
Kids, they just bugger up your body.
I got my figure back, Vinny. You just have to work at it. Look, Dan and I planned to have kids young. Now I'm back at work and they're growing up. Aren't you the slightest bit broody yet, Sam?
I'm not great with babies. I prefer them when they're talking.
But you want children, though, don't you? What about Salim? He comes from a large family.
But not everyone wants kids.
You know, I saw this little barge of remarks, and before I knew it, my breasts were expressing doo-doo.
Disgusting!
Sam, I give you 2 years.
I wouldn't put money on it.
Still, you've got plenty of time. A lot of professional women these days don't have their first child till 40.
It's not always out of choice.
Are you trying yet? Look, I read an article about interbreeding. You and Salim being first cousins, you make sure you have all the tests.
Look, who's for pecan pie?
Oh, me, and don't stint on the custard,
I'll just have a mouthful of you, Tula.
Vinny, I'm not staying for dessert.
Don't stay. Sonal, give us a hand.
I've got to go.
Sam?
Hang on, now, we've decided about Billy's birthday.
I thought we're going to Brixton, aren't we?
Just phone and let me know.
Well, good to see you again, Sam.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
You've done it again, Sonal.
What? Look, if she's so bloody touchy, she shouldn't come to girlies. I was making a general statement about career women and motherhood.
And that lecture on interbreeding.
Well, her presence imposes a censorship about what we can and can't talk about.
God, you're so insensitive.
I know she's your sister, Beanie, but I prefer it when it's just the four of us.
Sonal.
Well, that's how I feel.
This is more depressing than EastEnders. This evening's already cost me £10.50. I want to have a nice time.
I get the hint. I'll pay you next week for her ironing.
Yes, please. Sonal's like Fergie. She's got no cash.
So where we meet on Tuesday outside the club?
No, let's go together. Safety in numbers.
It doesn't start till 11.
Look, why is everything Asian always on late at night or early Sunday morning? I'll have to have a nap before I go.
Well, who's driving? I can't take my car.
No, we can't take your Merc to Brixton.
Nor your husband's BMW.
Oh, well, I'll just have to go in my beaten-up old Mazda then.
Dan? Dan, are you ready to go?
I'm in here, babes. What do you think of the new fireplace?
Oh, great.
I'm glad I chose the slate surround.
You've got the taste, I've got the connections, and Dad's got the money. This granite business is going to make us seriously rich.
Dan, not here.
I lit the fire specially.
I'm not in the mood.
Oh, come on, babe. I'll get you in the mood. We can be as loud as we like here.
It's too dusty. I'm going to start sneezing in a minute. Is this house ever going to be ready to move into?
What's the hurry?
Well, we need to get out of Mum and Dad's.
You're all knotted up. Not a good girlies.
Samina got upset and... Well, Jabeen made me feel like it's my fault.
You always get so tense when you've been to girlies.
I don't. I go there to relax. Well, they relax me. Oh, I hate this mirror. I'm going to take it back. It makes me look fat.
You looked fab in your silk sari last night.
Oh, kept Mum and Dad happy.
You should wear it more often. All that silk to unravel.
Dan, come on, let's go. I bet that's Jabeen.
Don't answer it.
I can handle it. Besides, it's got nothing to do with you.
You and your girlies.
Hello? Fine. Yeah. Okay, but I'll see you in 5. That was Jabeen. She wants me to go back and see her. Well, you know what we're like. We have to sort it out, otherwise we won't be able to sleep tonight.
You care too much about your friends.
Will you finish up? I'll be back in about an hour.
You better phone your mum and dad and tell them not to wait up.
You make me feel so good. You've got a gorgeous body. I want you all over again.
Stay.
Ramesh, you know the score.
It doesn't stop me trying. Want me to roll a joint?
Look, it's nearly 1 o'clock. I'd better go.
So how were the alpha bitches, huh?
Rabid, because you got the wrong wine.
God, you're so beautiful. When you're gone, I'll lie awake thinking of you.
It would be more productive thinking about your assignment.
Oh, if I was your husband, I'd never let you out of my sight.
You know the rules.
Sorry.
And don't ever phone me again in the evening. I'll call you.
Sometimes I can't wait.
Well, you have no choice. My involvement with you puts my job on the line. Not to mention my marriage. I won't let you rock the boat.
I would never hurt you. Not after everything you've done for me.
Look, let's just have a nice time for now. You'll go back to Sri Lanka soon, and I have my life. Don't spoil it.
I love you.
Hi. Is it safe to enter my own house?
Where have you been?
I thought I'd wait till the witches had taken off on their broomsticks.
They left 2 hours ago.
I gotta take a leak. Did you have fun?
I've been really worried. Where were you?
I was ordered to make myself scarce tonight.
Not till 2 in the morning. I was expecting a call from the police. They'd found you in a ditch somewhere.
You could have reveled in playing the distraught widow. The range of emotions, what a performance.
Piss off!
You want to wake the girls up, shout a bit louder.
I hate you.
You're mad at me for not coming home earlier when you'd asked me to come home later. I just can't win with you.
You're late every night.
So, what do you think? I'm having an affair with Mina from EastEnders.
Well, what am I supposed to think?
That I work in advertising. And it's not a 9-to-5 job.
We all know it's a very sexy business. And you come home to a woman in black leggings and a baggy sweatshirt. Who you don't even find attractive anymore.
You're so self-pitying when you're drunk.
And you're so bloody self-righteous. Where were you? Locked in the office till 2.
Is the fact that you had a girlies tonight significant in any of this?
Well, it certainly made me think.
Ah, so. It was our marriage in the cauldron this week. What was the conclusion? Let me guess. Samina and Salim are still the gold-blend couple. Sonal and Danny, did they have the best sex? Hey, and what about Vinny and Ali? Did they score better than us?
You think you're so funny.
Phil, you're better off than Tula. At least I haven't run off with the neighbor.
Not yet. Look, just face it. You don't have a marriage.
Jesus, not that again. I've got a breakfast meeting in 5 hours. I'm going to get some sleep.
Yeah, you do that, Mr. Successful Advertising Executive. It's all right for you. You've got a great career. What have I got to look forward to? The school run?
Is this about our marriage or about you not getting an episode of The Bill?
I need a job.
You're in a feature that's showing around the world.
Oh, so what? I mean, who knows me from Adam?
I can't talk to you when you're this negative. There are a lot of other actors out there without jobs who have no one to support them.
What bloody support do I get? I might as well be a single mother like Tula. You know, just because you bring home a fat paycheck doesn't mean you can treat me like shit. I'm just the cook, the cleaner, the taxi driver.
You do not clean. The house is a pigsty these days.
And I suppose you think I'm the old sow.
You said it. Look at you, you're a bloody mess.
Is she attractive?
What are you talking about? Who's she?
Does she make you laugh? Do you have fun with her.
I resent not being trusted.
Where were you? You were going to come home early.
And you told me not to. If you must know, I went out for a tie with a client.
The romantic restaurant in Soho you've been promising to take me to. He took a client.
Okay, I've had enough of this.
Was it a woman?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've had a wonderful evening with an interesting, intelligent, and attractive woman. All qualities you once had.
You don't love me, do you?
It's you that doesn't love yourself, Jabine. I'm going to sleep.
It's over, isn't it? 10 years of marriage.
In Girlies by Shaheen Khan and Sudha Butcher, Tula was played by Zita Sathar, Vinny by Bharti Patel, Jabeen by Shaheen Khan, Sonal by Sudha Butcher, and Samina by Shakuntala Ramani. Cal McChrystal played Joe, Charubala Choksi Masi, Susan Sheridan Curran, and Amit Channa Ramesh. Dan was played by Roger Liddle, The Agent by Ellis Arnold, and Alia and Sara by Sophie and Nyla Levy. Other parts were played by members of the company. Girlies was directed at Pebble Mill by Christine Landon Smith. Mera veer ve aavar chalya hai.